Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Sending lines, we march to the drums of the east.
Wednesday on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for tuning it in. Glad to have you here. A new survey suggests 83% of doctors, your doctor and mine, admit they lack quality time with their patients. Not surprising. The last time I looked and read on this, the average time spent with the patient was less than 7 minutes to talk, diagnose, and prescribe whatever course of action is necessary. Now, that's not talking about emergency rooms, of course. That's talking about, you know, your average visit to the doctor's office. Dr. Lawrence Gassner here, primary care physician. He's also on the medical advisory board for MDVIP, a national network of primary care doctors who see fewer patients so they can focus on delivering personalized medicine. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve.
I think it's a great idea to spend more time with your patients, but as you well know, some doctors don't have that luxury. Certainly public hospitals are told how many Medicaid patients they must see, and then they're dictated as to how much money they're allowed to collect from those patients for the services provided, often at a loss, often at a huge loss for the facility and the doctors. So 83% lack quality time, but what can you really do about it?
Well, as a consumer, certainly you can try to question your physician and as to if you're selecting a physician, question your physician as to how much time they spend with a patient, whether they feel they have the time to counsel you. Some doctors certainly are better at it than other doctors. One of the things that is always important for a patient to know is that sometimes there are alternatives. There are lots of different alternatives for different types of things, but there's an alternative way to seek medical care. Not for everyone, but bottom line is you have to know that it's available, and that's the sort of the network that I'm involved in, because physicians that I work with have realized a while ago that 7 minutes, 10 minutes, it's not enough time to diagnose. It's not enough time to establish a rapport with the patient. It's easy to treat. One of the statistics that we determined from the survey was that 54% of physicians tend to prescribe something that they wouldn't necessarily prescribe or tend to refer out to a different physician just because they didn't have the time to explain, to counsel, or to teach with their patients.
And again, I come back to what the government dictates and mandates for a lot of these public hospitals, for example, which is where a lot of folks go with the associated, you know, physicians groups that go with these public hospitals. When the government demands you take Medicaid patients at this level and you take this amount of compensation, which usually doesn't cover the cost of doing business there, how do you get around that? How do you find an alternative?
Well, if you are, you know, it is certainly not up to me to determine where the value is for what you do. But if there is additional value, if you are limited to that facility or that type of facility, you know, you try to find a physician that you can connect with and who can spend the time with you, or a facility that has alternative providers that can do some teaching. But if you have an option, and if it's of value to you, there are alternatives such as MDVIP. It's a national network of physicians, 44 states, including Michigan, almost 300,000 patients, so 1,000 doctors, 300,000 patients nationwide that have found a better way to receive care, because it is very frustrating to not have the amount of time you need.
I agree with that. Let me ask you this.
Yep.
When you have 300,000 patients, 1,000 doctors in the MDVIP program thus far, does a patient pay more to see a doctor in your network? Does it cost more? I mean, obviously you're spending more time. Time is money. Does it cost more?
There's an annual membership fee that is collected, but as far as on a day-to-day basis, when you go in to see the physician, our appointments are 30 minutes long. Patients are usually able to see us the same day or the next day. Those particular appointments do not cost more. We participate with insurance. We participate with Medicare. So the answer is no, they don't cost more. But there is an annual membership.
Right, which is, I'm going to get back to that, because obviously the annual membership fee is not covered by insurance. Okay, so what is the membership fee? Give me an idea. Is there a scale? Is it a flat fee? How does it work?
It's a flat fee. The annual membership fee on average, and when I say on average, certain communities like New York City or Los Angeles, where cost of living is higher, the membership fee is slightly higher. $1,650 is the annual membership fee, which is essentially the cost of a smartphone per month, is really what it comes out to. And it, again, it's a matter of value.
So $1,650 is your average. That's per person.
Per person per year. That includes, so every patient within this network has a very comprehensive, usually 1.5 to 2 hours with your physician, very comprehensive preventive wellness exam every year. It's like the 30,000-mile checkup on your car. We, as your physicians, bring you in whether you feel like you need to come in or not.
I think that's a great idea, and obviously that's going to be limited to certain groups of people. Let me ask you this, Doctor. Dr. Lawrence Gassner here. The big push now from several senators in the Democratic Party is for the single-payer system, and I would guess that your MDVIP would be something that would be disallowed by such a program, because that would put certain people at an advantage. Those that have more money, obviously, would have an advantage to have this. What do you make of the single-payer system working with your current network?
Well, in the opinion of physicians within MDVIP, if this is the way primary care medicine was structured, meaning physicians would be able to spend more time with patients, physicians would be able to counsel patients, that has been shown to save millions and millions and millions of dollars, because, as you know, hospital care and emergency room care is the most expensive way to deliver medicine.
No question.
Now, if there were more physicians that loved what they did, there would be more physicians.
Well, no question. I give you that.
It's very difficult to have adequate numbers of primary care frontline physicians now, because, as the survey shows, a lot of them are not happy with what their time constraints. So,
all right, real quickly, before I run out of time.
I don't have a problem with a primary, with a solitary payer, but again, it depends on how it is set up.
Yeah, except that you're talking common sense, and that would never get through government. Where does somebody find MDVIP? You've got about 10 seconds.
www.mdvip.com. Lots of information is available if someone is interested in checking it out.
Thank you, doctor. Have a great day.